This is Dr. Inigo, repeating a dictation started on Gisela Moreno, date of birth June the 3rd, 1976, case ID number is 735-2890, date of exam April the 16th, 2024, duration of examination 45 minutes, medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2024. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of depression / bipolar disorder / decreased memory, comma, instability of both knees, / fibromyalgia, / osteoarthritis, / rheumatoid arthritis, / gout, comma, scoliosis, / back pain, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2017, where she was a provider for 15 years. She also worked at Stripes Convenience Store for another 3 years. During the time that she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her husband who is working, but she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, depression / bipolar disorder / decreased memory. Number two, instability of both knees / fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / gout, number three, scoliosis / back pain, and number four, hypertension. History of allegations, number one, depression / bipolar disorder / memory loss. The claimant states that between 2015 and 2018, she developed bipolar disorder type 1. She also suffers from depression and decreased memory. The claimant states that she has sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, violent acts, comma, to herself, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, anger that she directs toward herself, comma, and poor hygiene. The claimant states that she bathes every 3 days but does brush her teeth every day. She also suffers from decreased energy and decreased desire to do many things with her life. The claimant was cooperative, pleasant, but not future-oriented, but did show appropriate help-seeking behavior. Her mental status appeared to be normal at this time. Her general appearance indicated that she was well-kept and wearing casual attire. She was cooperative and did have good eye contact with me and seemed to be alert. She was not completely oriented to place, time, situation, and person, and has a tendency to forget the dates and months. Her attention and concentration was decreased, but her mannerisms and movements were normal. Her speech rate was within normal limits, and her speech clarity, tone, articulation appeared to be intact. Her memory was slightly decreased. Her thought processes have been abnormal, and she does have some dissociated symptoms. The claimant does suffer from hallucinations. She states that she's always seen two children that are staring at her from a table with curly hair. She has had multiple suicidal attempts and thoughts in the past, but has never had any homicidal thoughts. And her mood appears to be mildly depressed with mild anxiety. Her physician is Dr. Jose Igoa. She does speak Spanish and English fluently. She states she's always hearing voices and sees herself as a demon fighting other enemies. The claimant did stab herself at one time, and she does hit herself constantly when she's angry. She states that she always sees smoky white shadows and sometimes black shadows around her. She suffers from extreme tiredness and sometimes exhaustion. The claimant also states that she sees her soul out of the body and sees herself as a demon. She has been hospitalized 3 times for self-violent acts, which include stabbing herself and taking drug overdoses. She denies any substance abuse at this time. The claimant has been on trazodone, 100 milligrams QHS, Rexulti, 3 milligrams QD, duloxetine, 60 milligrams QD, lorazepam, 1 milligram TID, divalproex, 250 milligrams BID, and at the present time, she has not been able to hold down a job and is not working. She was diagnosed with depression, bipolar disorder type 1, and memory loss. She is fairly well controlled with the medications that she is taking at this time and is being closely observed by Dr. Jose Igoa. Allegation number 2, bilateral knee instability / fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / gout. The claimant states that in 2014, she started to develop instability of both knees, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, gout, and fibromyalgia. The claimant also had a dislocated right shoulder and has had a fracture in the past as well of her arm, which has been treated. The claimant also states that she suffers from bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, which has been treated with bilateral carpal tunnel release. The claimant did have surgery done on her lumbar sacral back area at the level of L3 to cement a fracture of her vertebra, which had fair results in 2018. The claimant states that she suffers also from plantar fasciitis of both feet, but especially of the left foot. The claimant states that she has been diagnosed with osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and gout, along with fibromyalgia. She does receive multiple injections, which are steroid injections for trigger points. Her limitations include being able to walk 1/2 block, stand for 10 minutes, climb 15 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, or use a skillet at this time. The claimant states that she has a cane and walker that she left at home. Her physician is Dr. Alejandro Fuentes. And the claimant is presently taking naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, Tylenol with codeine, 1 POQD, PRN is needed for pain. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams. TID, and the claimant states that the medications do appear to be helping her with her pain at this time. She says the only physical activity she does is walking around outside and watering her plants. Allegation number two, number three, scoliosis slash back pain. The claimant states that in 2015, she slipped and fell on her back at work on a greasy floor. She states the character of the pain is an aching, stabbing, burning pain located in the lumbar sacral back area. She also has pain in her cervical spine. She states the pain radiates down both arms and down her legs as well. The claimant did have a lumbar sacral back surgery where cement was placed in the L3 area for a fracture in 2018, which she states did give her some good results, although she still has the pain. Her limitations include being able to walk 1.5 block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 40 minutes, lift approximately 2 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she brought with her today, but states that she does have a walker and cane at home. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing lighthouse work, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking and watering her plants outside. Her physician is Dr. Alejandro Fuentes, and she did see a chiropractor slash pain management doctor, Dr. Shahid. She also has received physical therapy 3 times per week for 8 years with minimal results. She is presently taking naproxen, 500 milligrams BID, Tylenol with codeine, 1 pill QD as needed for pain, and gabapentin, 600 milligrams TID, which she states gives minimal relief. She has also received approximately 3 shots in her back for inflammation. She was diagnosed with scoliosis slash chronic back pain slash cervical spine pain, secondary to a L3 vertebral fracture, which was cemented in 2018. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2005, she was having chest pain and occipital headaches, but with no blurred vision. She denies any shortness of breath, except when she has an asthmatic attack. She denies also any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently on enalapril maleate, 10 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 134 over 90 mmHg. Her condition appears to be stable and fairly well controlled at this time. Family history: her father died at the age of 61. He had hypertension, cirrhosis of the liver, and had a problem with alcohol abuse. The mother is 60 and has hypertension, osteoarthritis, and sciatic back pain. Medications: Divalproex, 250 milligrams, BID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams, QD, Rexulti, 3 milligrams, QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams, POQD, duloxetine, 60 milligrams, BID, lorazepam, 1 milligram, TID, enalapril maleate, 10 milligrams, QD, naproxen, 500 milligrams, BID, Tylenol with codeine, 1 pill QD, gabapentin, 600 milligrams, TID, budesonide, formoterol, HFA, 160 micrograms, 4.5 micrograms, per actuation aerosol inhaler, 2 puffs BID, loratadine 10 milligrams QD, triamcinolone acetonide 0.1% BID to affected area, atorvastatin 20 milligrams POQD. Medical problems: hypertension / hypercholesterolemia, osteoporosis, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, depression, anxiety, dysphagia, bipolar disease type 1, gout, lumbar sacral back surgery in 2018 for the L3 vertebral body fracture, surgery of both eyes when she was 7 years old for pterygians, hysterectomy in 2017, carpal tunnel release in 2022 of both wrists, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98 degrees Fahrenheit. Weight 148 pounds. Height 5 feet and 1/4 inch tall. BP 134 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate 68 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 28.5. Oxygen saturation 97%. General, this is a 48-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The claimant appears to have some remnants of a pterygian in both eyes, which were surgically removed when she was 7. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 4-centimeter lumbar sacral surgical back scar, which is vertical, where the claimant apparently had lumbar sacral back surgery at the L3 level. She states that cement was placed in her vertebra to help repair a fracture. No medical records were available for that. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert, but not completely oriented, times 3, but had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, and her mood was somewhat appropriate for the time. She did not have clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was not completely oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and mildly unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. I'm sorry, heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms, especially of the right lower leg and her upper arms, along with some tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant does have some problems with hand function, secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome in the past. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant was able to form all ranges of motion and was able to flex and abduct to 120 degrees bilaterally, but with discomfort. The claimant also had difficulty with the right lower extremity and appears to have pain in the right hip area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, in the supine position, it was 20 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity, and especially where the ulnar nerve tract goes through. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, but she is unable to oppose or pinch at this time, especially with the right hand. Secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome and ulnar nerve damage of the right hand. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms, especially of the right lower leg. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the left lower extremity. The claimant has a strength of plus 3 over 5 for the right lower extremity, and her grip is plus 3 over 5 bilaterally. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally, secondary to medium and ulnar nerve damage. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects, but with some difficulty. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the left lumbar sacral back area, with right-legged radiculopathy and decreased strength on the right side. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, especially at both hands, secondary to carpal tunnel syndrome. The claimant has no limitations in the visual fields and minor limitations in the visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to depression, bipolar disorder type 1, decreased memory, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, possible rheumatoid arthritis, and lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnoses: depression / bipolar disorder / decreased memory. Confirm with medical records and physical examination. The claimant appears to be stable at this time, but is on multiple medications for her bipolar disorder, which is ongoing. Allegation number 2, knee instability / fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis / gout. The claimant does appear to have fibromyalgia and some osteoarthritis. However, rheumatoid arthritis and gout could not be confirmed because of lack of medical records. Allegation number 3, scoliosis / back pain. Not confirmed with medical records. However, the claimant does have a surgical scar and states that she had a L3 procedure secondary to a fracture, vertebral body in that area, which was not confirmed with medical records. She does also appear to have a right-sided radiculopathy of the lumbar sacral spine, possibly L3, L4 area. Allegation number 4, hypertension being treated, appears to be well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Griselda Moreno.